Bloomington Normal students and Not In Our Town leaders will gather next Monday to honor school employees who work to stop the hate and create inclusive environments for the Twin Cities youth. The group, a branch of Not In Our Town Bloomington Normal, will recognize over 40 area school employees as leaders of the Not In Our School mission. Kavya Sudhir is a senior at Normal Community High School. Olivia Ruff is a senior studying education at Illinois Wesleyan University. Both participate with Not In Our School's Bloomington Normal. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with the two student members about the importance of creating safe environments free of bullying, bigotry, and intolerance.
Hopefully teachers will learn a little bit from their other peers along with students that are also there, and then the community members that are also there to like hear how great of an impact our teachers are making in our schools.
So the event coming up is to acknowledge school employees who actively work to stop the hate. What's going on at the event?
So we will be highlighting a couple of the nominees that we got that Wesleyan, the club at Wesleyan, narrowed it down to, and we'll also be sharing, the teachers will be sharing information on what they've done in small discussions and then sharing out to the whole group.
Now, you're both students. First off, could I have you guys maybe explain what's the importance in having such an inclusive environment for you personally? Being a student, being in school, whether it's high school or at a university, what does it mean to you?
It's really important to us, especially being future educators at Illinois Wesleyan. The education program specifically focuses on, or has an emphasis on, creating teachers for social justice. And so the fact that this event is celebrating teachers who are actively working and advocating for, just equality and creating safe spaces in their communities and then within their schools. And so that is why it makes it such an important event for everybody or the education majors at Wesleyan especially to go. But everybody should go, especially if they are involved in their high schools or just schools in general here in the community.
Right. Now, Kavya?
I'd say it's important for high school students or any student to go if your school is being represented and if it's not being represented at this event. Mainly because you'll see what great things teachers are doing. You'll get motivated, and most importantly, I think you'll feel more inclusive and more welcome in the school, knowing that there are teachers that are there to support you and trying to do different things, start different organizations to help you reach your full potential.
Now, Kavya, this might be more directed towards you, but Olivia, I will give you a chance to answer if you have something to add. But Kavya, in your experience in the past couple of years, have you noticed a change in your own high school or the schools that you've attended in just the general attitudes and social climates?
I'd say we are more socially aware now than we were maybe my freshman year, so like 3-4 years ago, mainly because of the politics going on and how interested many high school students have been in that. That's a good thing and a bad thing too. So I think that has been the major change, and teachers have noticed that change, good and bad, and they've started organizations or different groups to help stop the hate going on or take certain students and help them share their voice.
Now, you said it can be a good thing or a bad thing sometimes. And the good thing, I think, is the more obvious answer, more inclusivity and better awareness.
Yeah.
But on the bad side, how can that come out?
I'd say there's a lot of partisanship right now in our schools, and students are trying to form their opinions in high school, and this is the time to do it. And so I'd say, people generalizing one party or another is a main issue at our school.
Olivia, anything to add from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that, like Kavya said, it's becoming a really big, important factor in high school settings especially, and as a person, as a student going through an education program to become a future educator myself, it's definitely become more of an emphasis in the education program and just being more aware of all the struggles that our students face and to try to come at those different obstacles in a way that'll benefit the students. And I think that events like this and Not In Our School in general is just an awesome way to get involved and really impact your classroom and your school community.
What's the benefit of youth growing up in a more inclusive environment? What does that set them up for in the future?
I think that it's very important for students to be more aware of the different things, different factors, different things going on in their peers' lives, whether they're in the same school as them or just people who are the same age going to different schools and encountering different difficulties. I mean, it just helps you be more well-rounded student and person, just to know how to relate to people who are going through different things other than you, and it makes you just a little, like, a better person in general, I think. I mean, you want to add to that?
I'd say that's a really valid point. Another point would be that creating an inclusive environment, you feel like more of a community at school, and so you feel like you have someone or someone that relates to you, so you're kind of getting through school and it motivates you to do well.
Right, so now we've talked about the benefits, we've talked about the ups and the downs. How would you say Bloomington Normal is doing regarding inclusivity?
I'd say organizations like Not in Our School and the event shows that we are heading in the right direction and being very inclusive right now.
What else should be done?
I think that there's so many things to do. The fight to create safe spaces, it'll never come to a point where it's completely perfectly safe. Nobody feels, you know, any conflicts or anything like that. Like, there's always going to be something that needs to be worked on as the society changes, as, you know, different political things are happening. Like, the schools and the communities have to work to try to counteract those. And
that's GLT's Mary Cullen talking with Kavya Sudhir and Olivia Ruff, members of the Bloomington Normal Not in Our Schools. The Not in Our Schools recognition event is Monday at 7 p.m. at Illinois Wesleyan University's Hanson Student Center. It is free and open to the public.